was a presidential running mate, Yusuf Dodia says, misleading to believe that the cost of goods and services will significantly reduce without addressing the high cost of doing business in the country. Mr. Dodia, who is also a financial analyst, says while the country has recorded some positive economic indicators, including improved inflation, appreciation of the exchange rate, and favorable assessments from international organizations, these gains have not translated into lower prices for consumers. He explained that the cost of doing business remains a critical factor in determining the pricing of goods and services, adding that businesses continue to grapple with high operational costs, which are ultimately passed on to the consumers. Speaking in an interview when he featured on RSCV News' chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Dodia said government must prioritize reforms aimed at reducing the cost of doing business if it is to achieve meaningful price stability. Mr. Dodia further cited factors such as high taxation, costly financing, energy challenges, and regulatory bottleneck as some of the key drivers pushing up the cost of doing business in the country. Center for Environment Justice, CAJ, has called for community-centered and transparent financing in Zambia's energy transition. CAJ Programs Coordinator for Environment and Extractives, Jennifer Mwanangombe, says the country needs a fundamental shift in how it finances its energy transition, placing communities, transparency and justice at the heart of all investments as Zambia faces continued energy deficits and climate-induced droughts. Ms. Mwanangombe stressed that a just energy transition must put communities at the center. This requires investing in community-led renewable energy solutions, especially in underserved rural areas, while ensuring environmental and social safeguards are upheld, said Ms. Mwanangombe in a statement issued to RSCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Mwanangombe pointed out that with over 80% of Zambia's electricity dependent on hydropower, the country remains highly vulnerable to climate shocks. She added that widespread reliance on charcoal and biomass is accelerating deforestation and creating serious health risks, particularly in rural households. She has since called for stronger efforts to also ensure Zambia's transition minerals contribute meaningfully to national development without harming communities or ecosystems.
As the country works to expand its renewable energy, financing will play a central role. Encouraging progress has been made through initiatives such as renewable energy financing frameworks, solar investments, and green bonds, which are helping unlock capital and diversity for Zambia's energy mix. However, financing the energy transition must go beyond mobilizing resources. It must ensure fairness, accountability, and sustainability.
Care for Nature Zambia has welcomed the directive by Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kabuswe, to shut down mining companies operating with weak or substandard tailings dam. The directive follows a recent incident in Kitwe where the TD33C tailings dam partially collapsed due to heavy rains, discharging waste materials into the nearby Chibuluma stream and raising fresh concerns over environmental safety. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, organization executive director and Summer Currents described the move as long overdue. She noted that many of the pollution cases recorded in the country in recent years have been linked to poorly maintained or unsafe tailings dam. This should serve as a strong signal to all mining companies to take the management of tailings dam seriously and ensure full compliance with safety and environmental standards, said Ms. Kearns. Ms. Kearns, however, expressed concern over what she described as a lack of proactive inspections by the Mining Safety Department. She said that the department should not wait for ministerial intervention before carrying out its mandate. Ms. Kearns further raised concerns about inadequate efforts to restore ecosystems damaged by mining-related pollution.
The move by the minister is highly welcome because that is one step into ensuring that there is compliance among the mining companies. If there is closure of mines whose tailings have not met standards, it is already a signal to other mining companies that they need to take the issue of tailings very seriously, because most of the pollution cases that we witnessed in the recent past is because of the tailings collapsing. I also feel that the mine safety department should not just end on waiting for the minister to issue this statement of closure.
Airtel Money Country Director Andrew Chuma has announced enhancements to the company's village banking model with new technology aimed at improving safety, transparency and convenience for users. Mr. Chuma says the initiative remains central to Airtel Money's financial inclusion strategy. Speaking during a press briefing at Kawata Cultural Village in Lusaka today, Mr. Chuma explained that the platform enables customers to digitally register their village banking groups and carry out transactions such as deposits, withdrawals and member contributions directly through the Airtel Money menu. He noted that the system provides full visibility of both individual and group transactions, helping to strengthen accountability and trust among members. Mr. Chuma added that the digital platform reduces risks associated with handling cash and maintaining manual records. He further revealed that Airtel Money has introduced additional features to the service, including a group life insurance cover that protects against loss of borrowed funds in the event of a member's death.
We are excited that we are going to introduce something new also towards the village banking life. We are going to introduce what they call a group life cover. What does this mean? That if you as a group, one of the members passes away, for instance, just unfortunately, as we may say, the group is protected up to 30,000 kwacha. So if the group decides that they want to take this cover and anything happens to one of their members, this will come in handy to make sure that whatever loan they had taken, whatever money they owed to anybody, up to 30,000 is covered using our platform. You will soon see this option, which you can then subscribe to.
Infra News. Fears are mounting among opposition groups in Zimbabwe that the ruling ZANU-PF is seeking to consolidate its grip on power through proposed constitutional amendments. The draft legislation currently under consideration seeks to transfer the power to elect the president from voters to parliament, while also extending presidential and parliamentary terms from 5 to 7 years. If adopted, the changes would see presidential elections held since 1990 scrapped, while the next general elections, initially scheduled for 2028, would be postponed to 2030. The amendments would also allow President Emmerson Mnangagwa, whose current and final term is set to end in 2028, to remain in office until 2030. Coming up shortly, oil plunges after US-Iran ceasefire deal to reopen Strait of Hormuz. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Global oil prices have fallen sharply and stock markets have jumped after the US-Iran agreed to a conditional two-week ceasefire deal that includes the reopening of the key Strait of Hormuz waterway. The price of benchmark Brent crude fell by about 13%, while US-traded oil was more than 15% lower, but oil prices remain higher than before the conflict started on 28th February. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Opposition We Are One Zambia Alliance WOZA presidential running mate Yusuf Dodia says it is misleading to believe that the cost of goods and services will significantly reduce without addressing the high cost of doing business in Zambia. Care for Nature Zambia has welcomed the directive by Minister of Mines and Minerals Development Paul Kavuswe to shut down mining companies operating with weak or substandard tailings dam. And fears are mounting among opposition groups in Zimbabwe that the ruling ZANU-PF is seeking to consolidate its grip on power through proposed constitutional amendments. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Angel Kasabo. Stay tuned.